Some legends leave their mark on the game.
Ryan Braun sends it to left center and deep. Get up! Get out of here! Goal! For Ryan Braun! He just hit a walk-off of it!
Others leave stories you'll never forget.
To understand how meaningful and significant it was for that team to get to the postseason for the first time meant so much.
Now, it's your chance to hear them firsthand on the Yuengling Legends Line. Legendary names, legendary stories. Brought to you by Yuengling. Crack open a Yuengling lager and raise a toast to an American tradition. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly. Now, here's six-time All-Star, five-time Silver Slugger, 2007 Rookie of the Year, and 2011 National League Most Valuable Player, Ryan Braun.
It is Kyle and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin, about an hour and 25 minutes and change, because, like you said, some faxes come through a little later after 5 o'clock Central, 6 Eastern, the trade deadline. But on the Yuengling Legends Line, joining us now is Ryan Braun. You heard the intro. Ryan, what's up?
What's going on, guys? Thank you for having me.
Oh, you know,
thanks for
just
joining us, Braun.
Taking in the news from Saturday and what felt like some anxiousness from Brewers fans until a move was made for Dustin May and JoJo Romero. Let's start with Skubal. How much does the gap get bigger because LA has Skubal?
I think it's an impactful move, obviously. I think it really does meaningfully increase their likelihood of being very, very difficult to beat in the postseason. And I know other people have talked about it, but what it really does is it also puts them in a position where they don't have to face him, right? If you face Miz and Skubal in a series, the Brewers become a very, very difficult team to beat. And so I'm sure that that was a part of their thought process. I was hoping anybody but the Dodgers. You know, obviously I preferred he went to the Brewers, but had he ended up anywhere other than the Brewers, the Dodgers was probably the last place I would have wanted to see him end up.
So the second part of this was the Dustin May and JoJo Romero part. And as I go through this, Adam McAlvey talks about how with Kyle Harrison, who spent some time with him in Boston, you know, wicked sweepers, wicked sinker, you know, using I guess what sounds like wicked verbiage from the East Coast. Jake Bowers talks about the sinker being good and the sweeper seems like it comes from left center. All that being said, he has great stuff. What did you see from your time with the Brewers and being around the organization from their pitching lab? They're able to acquire guys that have stuff and just almost like get more out of them than any other team.
Yeah, I mean, I think the organization deserves so much credit for recognizing how to optimize guys' pure stuff. Oftentimes, they'll make subtle suggestions that seem to be incredibly impactful. They have a long track record of doing this. I think, you know, they look at this through the lens of how can we help make guys better? Who can we quickly plug in? Who can be impactful acquisitions? Obviously, I think the organization deserves the benefit of the doubt as they have a long track record of identifying, you know, the right pieces to acquire who can be impactful. And I think both of those guys have really good stuff. I'm sure they'll figure out where and how to plug them in and have some suggestions to make on how to, you know, continue to get the most out of their ability.
Braun, for a team that's in contention like the Milwaukee Brewers, it seems a lot of conversation was being had, whether it was in the locker room, but guys being asked, like Pat Murphy talking about he's rubbing and praying to the rosary, talking about his trade deadline. They even asked Miz about the trade with Skubal, him going to the Dodgers, and Miz says, I don't want to talk about it. But guys in the locker room, are they really looking to see what the Brewers add to help get them over the hump? How does this impact a locker room on a trade deadline day?
Well, everybody pays attention, right? I mean, I think everybody has MLB Network on today. They're refreshing MLB trade rumors or whoever's, you know, breaking the trade news on Twitter.
Yes, yes, and
but
yes.
At the same time, you want to be respectful of the guys who are in the locker room. You know that the front office and organization does everything in their power to try to acquire the right pieces while balancing present needs versus the importance of, you know, keeping some of these prospects who are going to be impactful for the next 5 or 6 years. And then, you know, you want to be cautious of the way that you approach it because you don't know who you're going to get. You know, when you make comments about the importance or significance of adding pieces, that ultimately means that whoever the, you know, 24th, 25th, 26th guys on your own roster are probably going to be out of a spot. So I think you want to be respectful of, you know, the culture, the locker room, your teammates, And ultimately, everybody knows that the front office is doing everything in their power to add impactful pieces, but you don't know which ones will end up getting across the finish line or not.
Ryan Braun's joining Kyle and Brust here on the Yingling Legends line. And, you know, Ryan, this has been talked about specifically from Kyle because he remembers, you know, your teams and some of the guys that were just hitting bombs and just going, I mean, going yard yourself and others on your team. When you look at the deadline, and the most common thing we're now seeing is people want to see a bat. It's going to be hard to find a bat where you have so much power. But so say they don't. What is your message to fans who see that the Brewers were not, what did they put up, 4 runs total in the NLCS, Kyle?
That is correct.
I'd like to think experience of getting there is going to help them be better this year, but it's not the entire same team. What's your message as a hitter and to the fans as why they could be more successful this year without the big power bat?
Experience helps. I mean, it's really meaningful. There's nothing to duplicate. The intensity, the pressure, everybody feels it, and there's no regular season game or experience that can prepare you for what postseason baseball feels like other than having gone through it. You know, Churio and his brief postseason career has looked fantastic. He just looks like a guy that wants and embraces the moment. Bryce Terang's taken another big step forward. You know, Cooper Pratt's looked fantastic since they brought him up to the big leagues. And ultimately, you're going to be depending on these guys to have success, to have a chance to get to where you want to be, regardless of if they're able to acquire anyone else. So I do think having been through that experience, having felt that pressure, you know, having learned how to slow down the heartbeat, continue to breathe, continue to take the same approach in those big moments is something that will definitely be helpful for all of these young hitters.
If the Brewers don't bring up any big bats or trade in for any big bats, do you think they should call up any of these young prospects in order to give them that experience in the playoffs? Nigel Morgan, T-plus, your boy, he joined us last week. He said, you know what? At this point, bring up Madej because you want him to start getting that experience in the playoffs this postseason because he's going to be a big part of your future.
Yeah, I mean, I think there have been very few guys who have had the success he's had at his age at each level that haven't come up and immediately been impactful players. Obviously, he's only 19 years old still, but if you look at Ronald Acuna and Juan Soto and Mike Trout and Bryce Harper, I mean, you're talking about the best players we've seen over the last decade plus. And every one of those guys was dominating the minor leagues at a young age, and we're seeing this guy do that as well. So it's unfair to put that type of expectation on him. But ultimately, you're making these projections based on what comparable players have done at similar ages in their minor league careers. So I certainly wouldn't be opposed to it. And ultimately, I think pure talent plays out. And sometimes those guys can bring just a different edge, a different energy. I would certainly be open-minded to it as an organization, for sure.
What in-season trade did you remember? Because a lot of times, I think the big trades for me that I remember when you were a Milwaukee Brewer was when we got K-Rod from the Mets, and then obviously we got CC Sabathia. Which trade do you remember during the season, which was close to the deadline, was most impactful to your team when you played for the Brewers?
Yeah, I mean, the CC one by far, right? By a magnitude of like 5 or 10X. I mean, what it meant to acquire him at that time for a young group and a team that hadn't been to the postseason in 25 or 26 years. You know, it really lifts up the energy of the room. I think that the excitement that's created is tangible, and I think that it impacts the whole group. So CC certainly is the one that stands out the most to me.
You know, obviously I'm stuck on Scooble, because I understand it's a rental. You understand that if he does come to you, he's like going to the Dodgers after that. There's the idea as well of the labor negotiations coming up, like, do you think there's anything to do with wanting to hold on to your best prospects because there might be a cap? Do you think that any of that goes into the conversation for this year?
I don't think so. No, I think, you know, they want to do everything in their power to make the best decisions, both for this year and thinking about the next 5 years, without taking the CBA negotiation into much consideration because nobody knows how that will play out. But I do think, you know, at some point it's exciting when you go for it, right? I don't think we've ever been in a position where we've had the guy who's the consensus best pitcher in the sport in a year, and we have that right now. And so it feels like a unique window and opportunity where, you know, as a fan of the team, I look at it the same way everybody else does. And I'm hoping that, you know, that they believe this team really has a chance to get to the World Series and win the World Series. And so you want to do everything you can.
So hang on. By saying that,
yeah.
it makes me interested because you're like, from a fan perspective, I want this. Like,
yeah.
Does this send the message that you can't win the World Series?
Well, we still have an hour and 20 minutes left, right? So I know they're in on all of these big names, including some names that probably have yet to reach the Twitter sphere, or whatever we're calling it these days.
Oh,
so they're trying, right?
Well,
they're
you can break news.
No, I don't have much more insight than you guys. I just know they're trying. They're making every effort possible. They're in on, you know, all the big names who have been traded and some who certainly haven't been traded yet. So, as you said, sometimes these faxes come through right at whatever it is, 6 p.m. Eastern time. So I know they're trying. I know they're doing everything in their power to go out and make the most impactful acquisition.
I'm just going
to
erase that last part of the conversation from my head.
I do want to talk about the Scooble trade because a lot of the conversation this weekend has been, look at the Dodgers, they're doing it again, or maybe it's the Brewers and the Rays not giving up enough. I mean, do you think, as somebody who's been around baseball, do you think the Brewers probably made a really solid offer? Were they really in the conversation for Scooble, or was it just all for public relations and, you know, not real?
No, I'm sure it was real. I know that it was real. I know that they made an effort. The interesting thing is you never know, you know, what the conversation looks like in the background or how individual teams value the players that are, you know, essentially offered as a part of a trade. And so the Tigers must have really liked the guys who the Dodgers offered. Whatever their internal analytics team probably liked that package better than anything else that was on the table. So I know it's not for a lack of effort. I know that the Brewers are trying. Obviously, we would all love to have seen him be the guy who was acquired. But I also think you can't judge these trade deadlines until you get through a postseason. You know, it's like judging who's going to win the regular season based on the offseason. And oftentimes, what looks to be the biggest acquisitions aren't necessarily the most impactful pieces.
Ryan Braun on the Yuengling Legends line. You know, Ryan, I feel bad because I sound a little deflated. It just is natural to head into a Monday when you see what was potentially in front of you. Like you mentioned, the idea itself was exciting. So I guess as a fan, do you believe that you could walk, like, is this enough, or would you need to see something to walk away from today and be like, I feel revitalized? Not that I wasn't, but I feel even more juice heading into the rest of the season.
I mean, they got better, right? They just went and got two pitchers who both have good stuff, who are probably both going to be impactful pitchers on a postseason roster. So you have to feel good about that. And then obviously we'll see how the next hour and 15 minutes or so plays out. But certainly I understand how you feel and why you feel that way, because we all want to see them go out there and acquire the most impactful players, the biggest names, and the guys who really have a chance to put this team over the top. So I remain optimistic. I do think they definitely got better today. And hopefully there's an opportunity to make another impactful move between now and an hour and 15 minutes from now.
Don't give up hope, Bronny said. He said, don't give up hope. We got some time for another deal to be made.
That's right.
As always, we appreciate you taking some time to join us, and we got an hour and 15 minutes to see what will happen next.
Thanks, guys.
It's Ryan Braun on the Yuengling Legends line, and after we just got done talking with Ryan Braun...